Get up
with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Back with a bang for your Monday, Herbie. Whew, the come down.
Jeez. I love a Monday show, though. A lot of energy off the weekend, and we've got another four shows to go after Monday, so you can only be excited.
Yeah, the weekend, guys, it's pretty well just around the corner. We did have a massive show, though, didn't we?
Huge show. Mother's Day is this Sunday, so we celebrated mums this morning, and we're going to be celebrating them all week by trying to find out what is the worst, best present they've ever received.
Plus, I had a dream which involved you over the weekend.
This one is a little bit awkward. I don't know how we're going to be able to hang out today.
Can't look at you in the eye anymore.
And attractive siblings got into the world of if you are beautiful.
plus, we set out to find out if females are selfish, you in particular, and it turned on me.
Backfired in a big way.
I knew it was going to do that. Plus, Elon Musk, what's he done? We talk about that, plus so much more. Enjoy it. Thanks for downloading. We'll speak to you tomorrow or when you press the next podcast.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I had a dream last night, and you and I have been talking about dreams on the show a fair bit because there's been a lot of realistic ones happening in isolation at the moment.
Yes, they have indeed. But this one I'm worried about because you mentioned that I feature.
Yeah, you did. And I woke up this morning, like, punching the roof, and I was so excited.
We obviously got married.
No, it wasn't that good. It was one step further.
No,
I'm joking. It wasn't. No, I genuinely, like, it was. I've had realistic dreams before. This is the most realistic dream I've ever had in my life.
Like, you know, people don't love talking about dreams.
Oh,
people do get annoyed by it. So this better be good.
Now this was unbelievable. So you know how much I'm obsessed with playing Mario Kart on my phone.
Yeah, you live
phone?
And breathe it. It's sort of annoying at times because you're trying to have a conversation and you say you're listening, but no, you're playing Mario Kart.
No, I'm focusing on winning, and I'm very good. Like the weekend I just had, didn't leave my house, was watching Netflix and playing Mario Kart. If you want to know what I got up to, those two things and eat. That's it. So obviously Mario Kart's been in my head. I think they need to design like
which character do you go for?
With the one on the iPhone, it depends on the level.
Okay.
So it depends how much points you have, etc. Won't go into those details. however, Mario Kart, what a game. Anyway.
Just a small fan over here.
I think I need to go to rehab for Mario Kart. now, in this dream, I was playing in like a real life version of it. And so basically what happened was there was a prize up for grabs and the prize was 100K to the winner.
Jeez, love that. Yep.
Like 100K. This is the real life. It was so realistic. We're at the top of this building. I felt like we're in Melbourne or somewhere. Couldn't really tell you those details. The realistic part came towards the end of the race. Now, the race went for ages. It was one of those dreams that if you told me I dreamt for a year, I would have believed you.
Yeah.
You were in the race as well.
Was I Peach?
We were playing, most likely. Now, for some reason, you were Wario. it got to probably the finish line is in sight. This is after cutting three laps. When you get to the third lap, it's all over. You're in the lead.
Oh, yeah, I am. Like, of course Herbie, I am. Herbie fully loaded right out
The 100K is yours, right?
Woo!
I go through one of those little question mark things, which means you get, you know, weapons to try and kill the
bananas,
person.
Bananas, maybe.
You're about to cross the line for 100K.
No, you did it.
I swear. I get two red shells. Bang, bang. You crash, right? I go zooming past, and I'd forgotten about the 100K at this stage for some reason, and I'm there, and I'm cheering just because I beat you. I didn't even care that I'd beaten you. And then all of a sudden, the guy that was on the microphone goes, "No, Josiah, go crazy. You've just won $100,000 cash." And I lost my mind when I turned around. You're there in the corner crying.
I know that this is a dream, but it's so realistic. This would happen in real life. I would be out in front, and then somehow luck would get on your side, and you would end up winning.
And,
I know it.
And I wouldn't give you a cent.
No, you wouldn't. I would still be crying in the corner.
It was so realistic, and that's why I don't know if I've got a purely evil mind because I was so excited that I won 100K that when I woke up, all my focus was on, I've just solved all my financial troubles. I didn't even care about you crying in the corner.
I'm not coming to work tomorrow anymore.
It says a lot about us, doesn't it?
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Something that I've learnt lately has sort of put me down a bit because when I went back to Melbourne, when we had our break, I was with my family over Christmas. I was with my family and I tend to put up lots of Insta stories that feature my family and they are a good time.
Four brothers.
Yeah.
Can't not be a good time.
They're a lot of fun. I've enjoyed hanging out with them of late so much. And when I came back here to the Goulburn Valley, I had so many comments from people like yourself, my boss, co-workers, even my housemates going, "Geez, your family's fun," was the first line. And then the second one going, "Carl's a bit nice."
What do you mean nice?
So Carl is the brother underneath me. And by nice, I mean they kept alluding to his looks.
Oh, he's good. He's the good-looking one.
He's the good-looking one.
So how does it go? Which one? Is he the middle?
He's the middle child. So Matt's the oldest, myself, then Carl, Sean, Liam. And so
five brothers.
He always gets the line, he's the good-looking one. Anyone that speaks to me goes, oh, Carl's attractive. I'd have a crack at Carl. Even my brother's girlfriend, Matt's girlfriend, Ash, she will say openly, Carl's so attractive, Matt, why can't you look like Carl?
What does Matt, how does he feel when she says that?
Well, he's got the brains, so to be fair, if you looked at them, they've all got their, you know, highs, but he doesn't have the looks like Carl does.
Besides being the only female, what do you bring to the family?
I guess fun.
I could do a shooey.
Good with the beer bong. not much, really, I guess. And I thought it was interesting because there's so many people who do have siblings out there. There's got to be always the attractive sibling. And I know people probably doubting me going, Carl's not that attractive. So I thought we'd get my dad on the line, and he actually joins us now. Dad, who is your most attractive kid?
You know what I'm going to say, Matt.
Who is it? Say it.
Well, I always said from a baby, Carl was very good looking. From a baby. He did have the bowl haircut, which wasn't great, but he was a good looking kid.
What makes him so much better than your other kids, Wayno?
Well, I think they've all caught up to him.
Oh, we're on par with Carl now.
Yeah, I reckon they've caught up, Liam and Sean. And
what about Matt? He's getting there.
He's getting there. It's taking time.
Is that because the best looking ones are always the naughtiest as well, mate?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say Carl's the naughtiest.
Oh, please, Dad. He's definitely the naughtiest.
In what way?
Look at him.
People just say that's cheeky.
Oh,
yeah. I need you as my dad.
All right. Well, Dad, hopefully I'm still good looking in your eyes.
You're always the most attractive one, Natalie. Most attractive daughter.
Thanks so much for the call, Wayno. You ripped you a new one there. We should open it up now.
Yeah.
Are you the most attractive sibling?
I mean, you definitely say that you are.
Yeah, both my parents would call up and say the same thing as well. My sisters are very...
They're gorgeous.
They're gorgeous girls, but I'm the all-round package in my parents' eyes.
Get a load of this guy.
Why do you reckon I have the confidence to say that? Because my parents tell me that every single day.
You're the Carl. Well, we're throwing it out to you guys, Goulburn Valley. Are you the most attractive kid in your family? Or maybe if you're not, dob in the one and tell us why they're so attractive. You don't need a line.
Dad's just sent a text after he heard us talking about it, saying, you've got mum's looks, of course you have to be the good-looking one.
Oh, what a man-skender.
When people think that I'm arrogant or go, oh, just saw from the road, this, that, you wonder why. Thanks, yeah. Mum and Dad. Appreciate all the love and support I've had. You know what? No, I do, because I am the most attractive sibling.
And so we want to throw it out to you guys this morning on 13, 12, 16.
Lawrence and Shep, are you the most attractive sibling, Loz?
I am. I hold that title in my family, yes.
Well, you're very confident to call up and admit it. What makes you so much better than your siblings, Loz?
Oh, look, I have a couple of brothers and a sister, and, like, you just need to look at us, really. It's always been, since we were little, I've always been the one that gets the most attention from my parents and friends and stuff like that. I'm just better looking in general.
How do your siblings cope with this?
Well, they kind of know deep down, but, yeah, especially one of my brothers also thinks that he's quite attractive too, so it can get a bit, you know, a bit tense at times.
I feel like the minute you accept it, though, Lauren, the quicker everyone can laugh about it. So my sisters just, they've just, you know, they're happy just to say, yeah, we get it, he's the attractive one. And the minute that they own that and own that mum and dad like me better, we're all happy. We all get it. We all love each other.
Well, that's exactly right. Like, there's no fighting or animosity between us. It's just, everyone knows where they stand, and that's their place, and that's it.
You're just the beautiful one, and the others, well, unfortunately, they're not.
Well, it's not that they're not beautiful. They're just not as
attractive.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's right.
Well, thanks for your call, Lauren. Keep being attractive.
Thank you. I'll try my best.
I love this. And do you know what I love more? That you claim to be the attractive one. I can't wait for when you are in a relationship and then to see where you put yourself there.
Because
your standards are through the roof.
Yeah, you got to punch above.
See, but if you're so attractive, how can you do that?
I'm happy to be the ugly one in a relationship. Oh, big time.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Herbie, what's the most expensive thing you own?
It's a bag. It's a YSL bag. And I paid secondhand. I got it for.
Real?
So retail. Yeah, real. It retails for, I think it was $2,100. And I paid $400.
Well, look at you go. You must be rolling in it. Well, this might be aimed right at
you. The
only
thing I have is one and it's secondhand.
As you sit there in your Dunlop Volleys.
Nothing wrong with it.
An oversized Target t-shirt. Nothing wrong with that either. But there's a study that's come out of America, and they say the devil really does wear Prada because women who buy designer items are more likely to act in a very selfish manner. So how they found this out is they had 72 females. Each of them owned a bag, like a Prada bag, worth $1,500. Yeah. The other half didn't obviously have one. And what they did is when they filled in the questionnaire, the half that owned bags or more expensive designer items answered the questions, which proved that they were more selfish human beings than the other half that didn't.
See, I sort of tend to agree with this. I love my girlfriends. I really do. They are my best friends, been with me for years. But some of them, they do love their designer items. And dare I say, they might be the more selfish ones in the group.
Yeah, I've found this over the years, like talking with many girls as well. A girl that loves a Kmart session, because we know many people do.
Oh, yeah.
And is happy to rock a Kmart hoodie over, you know, like a Gucci sweater or something like that. They tend to be more your girl next door type of girl.
A bit more relatable.
Yeah, I know this goes for girls, but I reckon the guys, this would be the same thing for guys, because I reckon guys that buy design would be the pretty similar boat as well.
Well, I love that you've brought this to everyone's attention this morning, because what jumper are you wearing?
I don't know, just this black sweater.
It's just a black sweater. That one, did you get that one from Kmart, or where's that one from?
Doesn't matter.
Isn't that a Versace?
Doesn't matter.
You are wearing a Versace black jumper this morning, you selfish, selfish man.
You know what?
I literally am in my Dunlop Volleys and oversized t-shirt.
How ironic that I'm doing a survey, right, and doing a story directed at women when this story is directed at exactly me. It actually makes sense, doesn't
it? It's you. Isn't it? You're the selfish one.
So you reckon if I start shopping at Kmart, maybe I will get a girlfriend after all?
Yeah, well, you might finally be relatable or actually just meet someone.
You know what? You might find this Versace jumper in a Vinny's bin later today.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Sunday. This coming Sunday is Mother's Day. Gosh, these days roll around quick for mine.
Yeah, my mum's birthday is in just over a month as well. She's lucky she's getting a present for Mother's Day, a present for her birthday. Do I give her the double or do I give her just the one?
Yeah, you've got to do the double, but I'm in the same boat as you. Mum's birthday was in March and so was Mum and Dad's 25th wedding anniversary. Oh. So we had to go boom, boom, and then this weekend, boom again.
Oh, one of my mates, his parents, how's this one? Their birthday's in December. It's the dad's birthday one day. The next day is their wedding anniversary. The day after that's the mum's birthday.
It's just too much.
Sorry, guys, you're getting one present for the three.
You're getting one. I love that I'm born in August because it's definitely away from significant celebrations. It's my own celebration. But we know a lot of people will be celebrating across the Goulburn Valley, and they'll be celebrating in a different way this year because obviously with restrictions, we can't all flood to cafes, to restaurants to have a nice dinner or meal with our mums. So a lot we can do it at home now.
So it's this Sunday and they've got the meeting where the restrictions should be lifted on May 11th, which is a week today.
Yeah.
Oh, so Mother's Day, we're all stuffed.
Well, we're not stuffed. We just have to be creative. And that's what I think is great about Mother's Day is so many kids are creative. And a lot of restaurants have already released their menus and they're saying you can make these at home and others doing the pickup takeaway option, which we know we're getting around here in the Goulburn Valley.
Well, we haven't done a Herbie's Hobbies for a couple of weeks. Why don't you do gifts for Mum or something?
I might have something in the works.
Ooh.
Might have to wait until the end of the week.
Our minds are in sync.
But I do love when people get creative with their gifts. And I know when you're at primary school, you make your mum a card and it's really quite personal. And I think they're the ones that your mums tend to keep over the years. They've got those box of goodies that mean something to them.
Mm.
But there's also ones that mean something to them because they're just brilliant in their own special way. And they're the ones I mean that are probably a terrible present. And that's why you love them, because it's so bad that it's great.
There's two types of mums in this world, the ones that love those terrible presents and love their kid for them and will hold on to them forever, And then there's my mum, who would not have kept one present I gave her as a kid. They're all in the rubbish bin, probably 25 years ago.
But she would remember which one stood out.
Yeah, I reckon my one of my best was I used to make, you know, at school, those pasta necklaces?
Yep. So macaroni?
You get the macaroni and thread it on the piece of wire and you give it to mum going, here's your necklace.
She'd love that.
Kids, I'm sorry to break it to you, but your mum's not going to wear it.
She'll wear it that day when she has breakfast in bed.
No photos, kids. This is not allowed on Facebook.
See, I can't remember a specific one that I gave mum that was a standout, but I can remember one my youngest brother did. He's the sweetest brother. He's got such a sweet soul. He made mum a key ring, like a keychain, but it was the size of a chopping board. So it just weighed down her handbag, and he would cry if she didn't have it on her keys. And so she had to carry it around. She was like, it's lobbing like a weight around with me, but she had to keep it.
Imagine trying to turn the car on. Yeah. You've literally got it.
Falls out of the ignition. So it was an amazing present, but gosh, it was terrible. And that's what we want to ask about this morning, Goulburn Valley. We want to get your stories on 13, 12, 16. What is the best, worst present you've ever received on Mother's Day? And we actually have some Mother's Day packages that we can upgrade your worst present with.
It's a little bit funny that with Mother's Day, obviously this Sunday, like you just said, and all the kids at home school, is that the mum's telling the kids what to make them for Mother's Day.
Critiquing their own gift ahead of it.
Not good enough, go again.
That's an interesting one.
Best worst presents is what we're talking about. 13, 12, 16 is the number. Michelle's in Yarrawonga. What's your best worst present you've received?
For Mother's Day, my kids bought me this chocolate sponge cake. But I'm lactose intolerant, and they know that. They just really wanted cake. So that's what they bought me for Mother's Day.
So they bought it for themselves, basically.
They sure did.
Hey, that reminds me, actually, one year for Father's Day, I actually bought my dad a DVD of this movie that I know he would never like in a million years, but I really wanted to see it. I think your kids are smart, Michelle.
They are very, very smart.
Are you expecting big gifts this year?
No, well, I'm not, because we're obviously in isolation and stuff like that, but I know they'll do their best, so I'll be happy with anything.
Hopefully a lactose-free cake this year.
Yeah, maybe.
It's the thought that counts, isn't it, Michelle?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's move on to Lois in Yarrawonga. What's the best, worst present your kids have given you?
Well, it was a can you hear me? I'm echoing a bit. It was a plaster cast mould of my son's hand, and he painted around the outside of it. My son is now 30, and I still have that plaster cast mould.
Oh, you're a good mum. You're literally the opposite to my mum.
No, I had to keep it. It's the best.
You should get one now with your son being 30 and see his hand now compared to what it was when you first got the gift.
As soon as this virus is lifted and we can move, he lives in New Zealand, that's my plan.
Oh.
I'm going to New Zealand. I'm going to get a plaster cast of his hand. Good idea.
Happy 30th. He's probably expecting, like, you know, a free trip home or something like that. You rock it with a plaster hand.
Yeah, well, hey, I got this for you. won't be very impressed, but anyway.
You're a great mum, Lois. Happy Mother's Day for Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of people are planning to build houses this year. That would have been on their to-do list when they clocked over 2020. They thought, no, we're building a house this year.
Been on my to-do list every year since I started working. Still don't have a dollar in my bank account, so I might have to wait another 10 years.
I actually was thinking about this the other week, going, if I wanted to buy a house, the bank just wouldn't allow it. Like, simply, they'd look at me, look at my account and go, there's no chance. Like, it would be a joke.
And then even if they did see that I had the money in my account, they'd look at my credit history and be like, you still can't, sorry, buddy. But I'm going to pay cash, $1 million cash. Sorry, mate, no, you can't afford anything.
You and I, we are never owning a house. But for those people who are planning to build a house and the bank will approve them for some loans, listen up, because there's a new study that's been released. It's come out of Melbourne. So we know that this is possible here in Australia because it's our very own study. So some research was done at RMIT and they released the findings, and what they found is very interesting. And I believe if people were to build a house this year and go down this path, then it would save you a lot of money and you're also doing better for the environment.
A solar house.
It's not a solar house. What they have done is they've created a specific brick. So, you know, your stock standard brick that we see, they have used a model of that, but they've changed some of the ingredients. And so what they now have put in their bricks is that 25% of the material used is human feces. The remaining 75% is made out of traditional clay.
How much cheaper does it become if we use it?
Well, they haven't released it because it's still a study. So they want to know if they get enough interest, then they can really start pushing it out into the market. So you have a real actual poop house that you live in.
It depends though, because if you're living in a poo house, right, and you can buy one, say a four-bedroom house in Kyala now, say, is over 500 grand. If it sells using these bricks for 100 grand, do you take it? But then how much do you make on it as well? That's the big question.
And does it smell? That's probably the big question.
Surely not. But just knowing that you're going to bed at night, knowing that you're surrounded by your own poo.
Anyone's poo. You don't know whose poo's around you, but you're surrounded by it. There's a lot of questions around it. I'm still intrigued by it. It does better the environment a lot because millions of tons of leftover biosolids are stockpiled, so they can access that. It's great if you think about it in terms of the environment and saving money, but it's just the whole point of living in a poo house that I don't know.
What about the end of last week, right? You're living in your poo house, right? Your whole house is about 25% of poo bricks, right? And we get a downpour like we did the end of last week. Imagine if that stuff melts down.
Sewage all over.
You'd hope that they'd
Your house
more.
Has got the runs.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Elon Musk, he is back in the news, Herbie. He's been on a little Twitter tirade over the weekend, and obviously the man owns Tesla, which is obviously one of the biggest companies in the world. His tweets over the weekend saw Tesla's value drop $13 billion.
Surely not. What, he's done a Trump. He's trumped his own business.
He literally has, but I think he's done this on purpose. He's still, if you feel sorry for him, right, you'd be like, 13 bill, poor Elon Musk. He also saw $3 billion of his own personal value go down, but he's still worth $38 billion, so I don't think he's crying too much.
So it's just a little hit for him.
Does that hurt you, $3 billion, when you're worth $38 billion? Are you still annoyed?
I mean, I guess you'd probably look at the impact that's going to continue. I mean, is it just a one hit, or are you going down now?
Good point. I feel like Elon, he chooses, do you know what his issue is? Women.
Yeah.
He picks the wrong type of girls. Every girl seems to have some sort of effect with him. It makes him go a bit loopy this time.
Isn't that just women in general?
Yeah, I think every guy could probably relate to this. You girls are crazy. So he's obviously having a fight with his girlfriend. I don't know if he's drinking or if he's sober, but it sounds like he is. He started tweeting saying, I'm going to be selling almost all my physical possessions. I will own no house. And then he tweeted, my girlfriend is mad at me. He then added, there's only one stipulation. I own Jeannie Wilder's house, a wielder. That's crazy.
Really?
From Kiss.
Yeah.
The rules are to whoever buys it, it cannot be torn down or lose any of its soul.
It doesn't even make sense, mate. What's happened?
Now, this is the tweet after going on about all that. This is the tweet that saw $13 billion wiped off the stock market. He goes, Tesla, our stock price is too high, in my opinion.
Yeah, that should be a good thing.
Mate, you're one of the richest blokes in the world. It means your company's doing great things.
Your company, people are getting around. You should be too.
Does that mean he's saying that I'm not worth as much as it's actually saying it's worth?
I believe so. And maybe that's true. But don't say it out loud. That's a thought you keep to yourself.
So everyone started panic selling all their shares in Tesla, which is obviously why it dropped so much. But I actually think you're not this smart without being a genius behind it. Now, what I reckon he's done here is if the FBI or whoever did an investigation into Tesla's shares, I'd love to see if anyone bought a whole bunch of shares after he tweeted. So what I reckon he's done
a deliberate tweet.
He's done it on purpose. He's seen the shares drop $13 billion, and then I reckon he's got his own people buying up big time.
Well, did you buy any Tesla shares over the weekend?
No, not at all. If I had the money, I'd buy a Tesla, though.
Yeah, I'd get two. They're expensive.
They are. How much for one of those basic ones?
They're pretty exy.
I think they're over 50 now.
You and I aren't getting one anytime soon.
No.
We couldn't even share one.
I wish, though, because I have said that'll be my next car.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's probably looking at the moment more like three cars time. A couple more cheap golfs and then we'll get there.
A few more second hands and then we'll get there.
$13 billion. Imagine having $13 billion wiped out of your pocket and not even feeling a thing.
Imagine having $1 billion.
Imagine having $1.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Americans are losing their minds. BuzzFeed have released an article of a bunch of foods or food habits that we do here in Australia that isn't really done anywhere else in the world, and America think that we're crazy.
I love these stories because when you read them and find out what they think, you just in your head go, geez, I didn't even think that was weird for a second.
Yeah, so these things we pretty well grew up doing or have done or see people do, and it's a no-brainer. It's not weird
when
we
DNA. Say
it. Yeah, it's part of being an Aussie. Number one is obviously Vegemite on toast.
Yep.
That's a big one. Obviously, saw what happened with Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Number two, I don't know why this is such a weird thing to everyone else. A sausage Sanger.
See, it's sausage.
Can't say it. Sausage roll. So having a
sausage and bread?
With some barbecue sauce on it.
Because the sausage Sanger is more New South Wales, isn't it?
What do you guys say?
I think it's just sausage and bread.
Half our listeners are over the border. Morning to you guys.
It's still the same. It's gone. It tastes the same.
I just don't understand why Americans think that weird. Here's another one, which I've been doing my whole life and absolutely smashing chips with chicken salt.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I think that's weird.
Well, apparently they must have put chicken salt.
What do their chicken chops have?
And what about KFC?
Yeah. We need to put an investigation into that one.
Americans are so weird. Lathering up a bun and putting coconut icing on it like a Baker's Delight, a finger bun.
Oh, yeah, yum.
Yeah, smash that. Apparently they don't do that either. I guess you could say the same for, what do you call it? What do you call the sprinkles on a piece of bread? Fairy bread. Sorry, that's the one.
That too. No one around the world does fairy bread like we do.
Calling McDonald's Maccas.
Maccas.
They only call it McDonald's or they call it Maccadees over there.
Maccadees.
But Maccas is really weird to them. Shout out to our big sponsors of this show. Shoeys, drinking alcohol out of a shoe.
Yeah.
Now, I reckon that's one thing I can't relate to. I've never done that.
You've never done it?
Never done a shoey.
Jeepers.
You would have done a few in your
Before
time.
Before isolation, it was like my ritual on a weekend.
What shoe would you go for?
Any. That's handy. One that's close.
You're such a bogan. This is one thing that I've done over my whole life many times. A bowl full of vanilla ice cream.
Yep.
Cover it in, lathering it up in Milo.
And then mixing it so it's sort of a thick shape. Oof. Oh, mmm.
Had Cold Rock on the weekend. My goodness, that
ice
place
cream
is amazing.
Soup.
It's my life.
Yeah, you do rave about it.
A big night out ending with a kebab.
Delicious.
You love a kebab at the end of a big night. They don't do that. Over there, they have Mexican.
I mean, I'd go for that as well.
So would I. I actually prefer a Mexican.
A burrito.
Here's a flashback to when we were kids. Remember we used to sell at the school bake sales in little jelly cups with chocolate frogs in them?
Yeah, frog in a pond.
Yeah, they think we're crazy.
How good are frog in a pond?
Sort yourselves out, America. And this is the final one. And this is, I'm going to have a go back of them here.
Okay.
When you go and fill up your car at the servo and get a sausage roll on the way out.
Yeah, delicious.
They don't do that.
Why would you not do it?
And what I find crazy about that is we're one of the only countries in the world where they don't sell alcohol at the servo. Because I know being in America, you fill up the car full of petrol and grab a beer on the way out. And they think we're weird for having a sausage roll.
We're smart. We're thinking we're about to hop in a car. Let's not drink, but let's smash some sausage rolls.
Have you done a shoey while in isolation, or do you reckon that'll be the first thing you do when we get out of here?
I haven't done a shoey in isolation. My mum, however, she didn't do a shoey, but it was sort of a box, and we made mum do it on Easter, so she did a boxy.
What's a boxy? Like
we just
a cardboard
out
box?
A box, and we just poured a drink in, and old Trish, Mama Herbs, smashed it back.
Like mother, like daughter.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I want to go back to September 1986, where a man over in Canada, in Ontario, he went missing. So 21-year-old Edgar LeTulip, he left his house that day, never returned. The family put in inquiries to the police. There was a case looking for him, but he was never found, and so he was just put on the missing list forever.
It's a lot of pain for the family.
A lot of pain, and he did have some mental health issues prior, and so family members were speculating maybe he'd gone and done something silly. They weren't too sure, and so you are just left with this cloud of doubt of what's actually happened to Edgar. Now, nearly 30 years later, a man rocks up to a social worker's place, and he said, "I've just had a flashback. I think I know my name." She goes, "What do you mean? I thought your name's George." He goes, "No, my name's Edgar." And so they put a Google search in of the name that he had this flashback to, and realised there's all these missing posters. And so he ended up going to the police in January this year and got DNA tested because at the time that Edgar did go missing, the family members put in some DNA samples. And so come Friday afternoon, he got the information that, yes, it is him, Edgar, and he did go missing 30 years ago.
Hang on, so he's dreamt that he used to be Edgar because somehow he forgot along the way? What, did he just lose the plot?
This is what they've gone. How can you just forget? What do you mean you don't know who you are? And what have you done for the last 30 years?
It's like me just coming into work today. I forgot I'm Josiah. I'm going to be Bob today.
Literally, for the next 30 years. That's what he did. So he suffered some kind of head injury on that day back in 1986. And they're not sure what happened or anything. He had a head injury. All his memory was wiped, and so he created his own name profile for himself. And it wasn't until this year when he had this flashback and he went to a social worker that helped him originally when he was having a bit of trouble and said, yeah, I think I remember who I am.
Well, does he remember? I wonder if he... I've got so many questions for him. Like, does he remember his family? Like, imagine the last 30 years of not knowing where your son is, not being able to bury him. Then all of a sudden he turns up and he doesn't even know who you are, only just remembered how his name is and doesn't even know how he remembered it.
Exactly. He's come out and said, I have no memory of my family, but now they're teeing up video calls to try and have the reunion, but they don't want to overwhelm him. Isn't that bonkers?
I don't know if that sounds like the dream. Where's he been? Like, has he been living off the grid? Like
80 miles from where he went disappearing.
No, as if no one like bumped into him or anything.
It's honestly, there's a lot of questions around it. I wish I knew the guy to get him on the show. I don't. But I think the motto you can get out of this story, never give up.
Never
give up.
Rick Astley. It sounds like Olivia Newton-John's ex-husband, remember him? He went missing. I still reckon he's out there somewhere.
He's out there.
He definitely staged it, didn't he?
He's out there somewhere.
Should we throw the old alleged in there in case we get sued? Yeah. In case he's listening?
Allegedly, he's out there.
In case he jumped off the boat and swam to Shepparton. Down the Murray. Up the Murray, I should say. And he's out. Mate, wow, what a story.
Yeah.
30 years. What's my name again?
You're Josiah Sharlow and you're 30 years old. Maybe you're not
maybe
Josiah.
Maybe I'm this bloke. Maybe there's a bit of him in all of us.
You're Bob.
Bob and Herbie waking up.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
All right, I just threw out a riddle before that song. And the first person through on 13, 12, 16, we do have a Macca's voucher up for grabs. Do yourself a favour and call in. The phones have lit up this morning.
It's a busy morning across the Goulburn Valley.
Not one person has called through, so I'm going to play with you, Herbs.
No.
What goes up and never comes down? That was the first riddle. Yep. The third one correct gets a Macca's voucher. Goulburn Valley, do not let Herbie win this voucher. She works on radio.
What does that mean?
Have you got any idea? Well, you don't deserve it.
I'm not allowed to wear it, I'm pretty sure, legally.
That's true. Macca's are our good sponsors of the show. Just send us a coffee if you're listening.
Sorry, that one. This riddle I think I do know because I think I've heard it before, and that's your only way that I'm ever going to get one is if I know the answer from someone telling me. Is it H?
She's good for a Monday.
But no, I'm not. I'm good for one.
She's really good for a Monday. There's still two to go, 13, 12, 16, if you do want to play. Goulburn Valley, we do have a call. Morning, who's this?
Oh,
good
no.
start, they've hung up. Number two, Herbs.
Yep, hit me.
It starts out tall, but the longer it stands, the shorter it grows. What is it?
Starts up tall.
Think carefully. I've got a visual brain, so I visualise these things. It starts off
I'm
tall.
I'm hearing a tree.
The longer it stands, the shorter it grows.
So it's going down.
What is it? Trees don't go down over time.
Goes down over time.
What does, though?
Gosh.
13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley, help Herbie out. Come on, let's talk it out. Any ideas at all?
Food?
That's actually a logical answer. It's not food.
Someone help me, please.
Morning, who's this?
Danny.
What, Danny, did you say?
Yeah.
Starts out tall, longer it stands, the shorter it grows. What is it, Danny?
An old person.
You know what? That's not the answer, but I'm going to give it to you.
I like that.
Oh, see?
I don't know if there's proof that all old people go smaller, but you
do shrink.
Do they?
You get to an age and you just shrink a little.
Their nose and ears grow longer, though, don't they, Danny?
Yeah, they do.
The correct answer was candle, but I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah, we like old people.
Here we go. Last one. If you get this, Danny, we'll give you the Macca's voucher. Let's be honest, you'll probably get it anyway. What has a thumb and four fingers, but it's not alive? You guys can talk about it together. Thumb and four fingers, but is not alive. It's pretty obvious. I'll give you that as a clue.
A dead person?
No, because they've got a body as well.
Oh, so it's just a hand.
Thumb and four fingers, but is not alive. Danny, any ideas?
No, I wouldn't have a clue with this one, man.
Actually, you know what? During coronavirus, a lot of people are wearing these.
Oh, glove.
Bang!
You've done it, Danny. You've got yourself a Macca's voucher.
I mean, I kind of spoon-fed the two of you, but you know what? It's a Monday. It's a Monday. Everyone's a little bit slow this morning. Did you have a good weekend, Danny?
Yeah, no, it was all right, man.
What was the highlight?
I don't know.
Winning a Macca's voucher.
Family Guy for a bit, yeah.
Oh, how good's Family Guy?
Yeah, unreal.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
They do say a fact a day keeps the doctor away, so we're here to kick off our Monday in the healthiest way possible. Yeah.
Just take this wherever you're going. Maybe at the supermarket, you just want to chuck a fact at someone. Let them know. Brighten up their day.
Hit me. What do we got?
I'm going to kick it off with dinosaur facts. Do you like dinosaurs?
Obsessed.
Really?
Oh, my 7th birthday was dinosaur themed.
Crazy.
Mum made me a chocolate cake, right, with parsley as the trees, and she bought little dinosaurs around them. That's how much I like dinosaurs. Oh, so this good. Better be good, Herbs.
Okay. So you would have seen Jurassic Park then?
Of course, yeah.
Well, contrary to its portrayal in Jurassic Park, the Tyrannosaurus Rex probably didn't roar. Instead, scientists believe it either hissed or rattled like a rattlesnake.
No way.
Yep.
Imagine it makes them so much, yeah, like a cat. This gigantic animal that you're scared of and you're running away from.
Go It'd be away. A different movie.
You kick it away very, like a very cat. Different off movie. You go, buddy. Okay, we obviously all got the travel bug at the moment because none of us can go anywhere for
exactly,
a long time.
Yeah.
What do you reckon is the most travelled, here's a question for you, the country where the most tourists go to in the world?
In the world?
In the world.
Ooh, it's going to be hard.
Think carefully.
Australia?
No, we didn't even make the top 10.
I just thought I'd put a curveball in there.
Most travel to, most people book a ticket, most people when we can
Europe.
Travel. It's in Europe, yeah. Yes, where the most people go to.
I mean, you'd love it to be at Albania.
I wish.
But it's not Albania.
No, we didn't make the top 10 either, unfortunately.
Oh, no, Greece.
Nah, it's actually France.
France?
Oui, the country of love.
Ah.
And we all know Je parle en peu, so...
Yeah, you speak French.
Definitely been there a few times, no doubt at all.
And I want to finish on this one. What's your thoughts with people wearing, you know, Birkenstocks and then they chuck their socks on as well?
I hate Birkenstocks.
But with socks?
No, yeah. I don't, like, full stop. Like, yeah. Even without. Men, especially men, should not wear Birkenstocks.
They're very good for your feet.
Apparently, I heard that. So is barefoot, though.
Well, no, I wouldn't say barefoot is as good. My arch collapsed and I ended up getting recommended to get Birks. Because I was against them like you, especially people who wear socks. But it turns out the world's oldest socks were in fact designed to be worn with sandals.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They were made in Egypt sometime in the 4th or 5th century. The wool socks have two toes in them.
I walk around bare feet a lot. I went for a bush walk over the weekend. That was my one exercise I did. And I was in bare feet. And I was like, what did they do before shoes? Because before sandals as well, they would have just done that as well. They would have been like the caveman.
But now they've had a lot of inventions to help feet.
Don't worry about
that. To protect your feet, that you don't have to do what we did years and years and years ago.
They should have just stuck with socks. That would have been even better, just walking around the woods with those. So do you wear Birkenstocks now?
Yeah, but not with socks.
Says a lot about you, doesn't it?
Well, I have to. My arch collapsed.
Good point.
Yeah.
Fact of day keeps the doctor away. We'll be back later this week when we're all feeling a little bit sick.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.